Good morning. It's 6:28 a.m. on July the 4th. Happy 4th of July. The day is off to a bit of a slow start this morning because I slept in. It was nearly 6:15 before I got up. I had to get some stuff lined up for my class before I hit the road. I left them a very short podcast today. I'm sure they'll get over it. So what am I thinking about this morning? Well, mostly I'm thinking about food. Mostly I'm thinking about my diet. I am weighing myself every day, which is not necessarily the best thing to do, but it does give me a feel for whether or not the efforts are being successful. One of the things that I've been trying to do is balance the nutritional requirements against a calorie cap, which sounds like it would be complicated, but because there's an online tracker that lets me put in the foods I'm adding to my diary, it breaks it down by the four food groups: grains, vegetables, fruits, five food groups, fruits, dairy, and protein. So I'm able to see, as the day goes on, how close I am to my cap and where I may be over or under in terms of nutritional effort. Now, one thing I did yesterday, which I am going to have to do again because it was just delicious, was I had one of our rare steaks. I do steak no more than once every other week. And grilled zucchini. I split them lengthwise and then coated the open face with a mixture of olive oil, vinegar, and spices to help seal in some of the juice from the zucchini to give it a bit of a brown. And it worked quite nicely. I was able to have 4 ounces of steak and my zucchini, half a cup of jasmine rice, and it was well within my daily calorie requirement. The vegetable count actually went a little bit over yesterday, which is good because it's been under for a long time. I had my 2 cups of milk before bed, which brought the dairy up to where it should be. At least into the okay range. It didn't actually put it up to the top. The V8 juice for breakfast was delicious. I do like tomato juice. I always have. And the V8 juice is... Actually, I need to look because I don't know if it's more valuable or less valuable in terms of nutrient value. It's low sodium, so I didn't pick up a lot of sodium there. I'm trying to figure out, I did cap out sodium yesterday at 2,000 milligrams, and that was a bit high. I have a feeling it's from a combination of the tortilla and beans, both prepared foods, both with perhaps more sodium. Oh, I forgot to add the cheese. I have to go back and fill that in for today, for yesterday. I put an ounce of cheese on my beans and tortilla. Oh, and I ate it with my homemade salsa, which was quite, if I do say so myself, delicious. So I'm looking forward to what I can have with salsa today. Oh, and part of it was that my snacks yesterday were sliced jicama and baby carrots. Not real baby carrots, the carrot cuts, the ones that are the carved down big carrots. When I get through this bag, I need to look at how much regular carrots cost versus how much I'm paying for this little bag of carrot nuggets. Because if it's a big difference in price, I'll just buy regular carrots and slice them up. But the weigh-ins are showing consistently downward. They're not big downward movements day to day, but consistently on the downward side so far. I expect to have some upward days where either I don't lose very much or I gain a little bit. But I'm staying under 2,000 calories a day. Yesterday was my biggest day since I started measuring at about 1,875 calories. It'll probably go up more when I add in the cheese. But I did weigh it. It was just an ounce of cheese. So the other thing that happened yesterday was that I talked to the dietitian about my food planning, and she had a couple of ideas. The olive oil, making your own dressing with olive oil and vinegar and spices, was a good one. It was one I probably should have thought of, because I have been in the habit of doing fresh dressing all along. It's just that I've been so spoiled by having prepared dressing in the fridge, the Hidden Valley Ranch addiction, that I'd forgotten how good just a little bit of olive oil and vinegar can be. I have several vinegars, so I've got some different ones I can try. I need to get some balsamic. I had some. It's very expensive and I didn't buy very much, so I probably used it up. Oh, and I went to make oatmeal for today. And because steel-cut oats are whole grain, they have a tendency to go rancid if you leave them sit too long. And they smell musty. And the problem is that once they smell musty, if you cook them, they taste musty. It's not a good thing. So I had to toss out what I had. I need to make it a point to pick up some when I go to the store again. I also want to make sure that I pick up, when I pick it up, that I actually use it up before it goes bad. It lasts for quite a while, but not for months, which is how long that stuff has been sitting in my pantry. So we'll have to deal with that. I have some fresh ground peanut butter, no salt, no sugar, no nothing, just ground unsalted peanuts. So my peanut butter will improve today. Good morning. Good morning. Big old dog with a heavy coat. That's not got to be not fun in this temperature. This morning is really quite lovely. It's 60 degrees. It's a lot of clouds around. The picture this morning shows the smoke on the horizon quite well. It's a little bit later, so the sun's a little higher, and it shows the smoke is kind of an orange-red glow against the horizon quite well. That's what we're dealing with here. And apparently the three major fires are still burning. They're not contained even. So that's a bit problematic, particularly if a new one starts today or tomorrow or this week and they don't have the old ones contained. That's going to stretch resources even thinner. So something to be concerned about. I don't know if we're going to be going to see the fireworks tonight or not. I don't know if the fireworks are going to run tonight. A couple of joggers going by. They should run. The country club is not known for being overly concerned about dry conditions. Last year was very dry as well. It was a lot of talk about the dry conditions and fireworks. But as far as I know, everybody still sent them off. Now, whether we go this year or not, I don't know. The kids are older. They're engaged in their own pursuits. And whether they decide that hanging out with parents in the park is worth doing and start agitating for it will really govern whether or not we do it. For today's meal planning, I've got some sweet potatoes I'm going to do in the barbecue pit, along with some salmon and some chicken. So we'll have a 4th of July barbecue. In this case, literally barbecue, because it will be in the barbecue pit, not just grilled, which is what most people call barbecue. But the ability to use the pit as an outdoor oven means that I can do things like roast sweet potatoes in the middle of the summer without heating up the house. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll have to get those on early in the afternoon, because at barbecue temperatures it takes a while to roast a potato. Let's see. As for writing, 86,000 words, and we've got a bit yet to go, but I crossed 86,000 words yesterday with the new text, and I'm looking forward to finishing up, probably not today, but maybe as early as tomorrow, and then getting the whole document into some beta readers' hands. To figure out whether or not it works. So that's where we are there. I also need to, when I start formatting books, I need to go through and reformat the CreateSpace version of Ravenwood, because I noticed the other day that it's still got the old cover, where the ebook version has the new pretty covers. Cover. I need to get the other one reformatted so that it has the correct cover art on it. Then I have to start recording. Which reminds me, I also have to edit some audio, because I recorded that audio for Dan Sawyer and then never did the follow-up edit on it to get ready to send out. I gotta get that done, because I'm pretty sure Abby Hilton is going to be coming back to me looking for the last part of Cowrie Catcher's book 4 pretty soon now. And I turned down another invite to an anthology. No is getting easier to put out. I had a request and thought about it and said, no, I can't take on anymore until I get these two books out. Get these two books out, then I can consider new projects. But until I get these books out, I'm only going to chip away at the books I've committed to and the books that I need to write for my own. I'm not going to take on any new work. So, yeah, I'm probably not going to be very popular with this individual, but the truth is that I've got to get this stuff done. And it won't get done as long as I have too many projects hanging over me. I did get the NASA story into shape. Murr has accepted it, sent it off. We made our deadline. The stories, the four stories for the NASA YA activity book have gone off to wherever they went to be merged with the activities. So that was a bonus. Got one thing off the plate. And other than this audio work and the Siglaverse thing that I still haven't got the story bible for, so I'm not responsible for yet. I'm good. Yep, I'm working on an empty stomach. I didn't even get a chance to slurp down a little bit of coffee before I left this morning. Didn't get my juice, didn't get nothing. I was so late getting underway. I'm feeling it now. It's like, yeah, talk about running on empty. Exactly. So I also even forgot to put the coffee on before I left, so I'll have to go back and put the coffee on. It is ground, so I don't have to deal with that, but I think we had some difficulty last night. We lost internet. Actually, it was cable. The whole cable system came down last night for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Which is great for me because I was able to catch up on some of my reading and of course, I was still able to use my phone to access Facebook and Twitter. And it was good practice for me to see, in the absence of Wi-Fi, what can I do? Quite a lot, it turns out. Here we are at the last corner. And yes, yesterday was 800 miles. Today will be 802. And I did it. Oh, it's also milk day. I have to go check to see if they delivered milk overnight. Because I've been drinking a lot of milk lately, and it's quite tasty. And so with that, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then. Have a good 4th of July.